Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live from the SDPB studios in the Black Hills Bureau, downtown Rapid City. We have a live studio audience, and for your listening pleasure, we have pulled somebody from that audience to come join us. Welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. thank you.
Surprise. You get to be on the radio. Tell me your name.
My name is Namdo Kim.
All right.
And then I'm from South Korea.
All right. And what brings you to South Dakota?
South Dakota? Actually, my friend lives in here. So my friend is a student at School of Mines. So actually, I'm on vacation.
Oh, you're on vacation?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it, having a good time in the Black Hills?
Yeah, Black Hills and Rushmore.
Uh-huh.
And then Yellowstone and Montana, I visit here, out there.
Do you find similarities between Korea and South Dakota?
No, not at all? No,
geographically, no. Is it totally different?
Yeah.
What city are you from in Korea?
You know, Korea is a very small country. So everything is small, like a mountain, a river, and whatever, everything. But now in America, it's a huge, right? Yellowstone, I visit the Yellowstone. Yellowstone is very beautiful, amazing. Because I'm in hot springs.
Right.
And then this way is cool water flow and hot water flow. And Middle Asia area is so good temperature.
Right.
Are
you a student in Korea?
No. I'm working in the producer in Korea.
A producer for radio?
Radio, yeah. And then I work for my life.
Uh-huh.
I make a film.
Oh.
Yeah.
So are you doing any film in South Dakota? Are you capturing any film, taking any pictures, any movies here?
Actually, I really want to bring my camera, but I didn't. So I just took a picture for my phone. So maybe I organize my picture and video after I come back to Korea. Yeah.
How long are you here for?
I only left one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave tomorrow to Dallas for my meeting my family, friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell me, what city are you from in Korea? What's it called?
Gimpo.
Gimpo.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Do you know Seoul?
Mm-hmm.
Seoul, west side.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how far is it to get to Seoul then from Gimpo?
4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like now in Korea with some of the recent tensions with North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Between Kim Jong-un and... let's go there.
actually, we don't care about North Korea. Because North Korea always... doing something for getting money, right? There, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't care about North Korea.
You just ignore them.
Yeah.
So, is it always the same kind of bluster from Kim Jong-un, and he just always says the same thing? So it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter.
Korean people, you know, that's so long. Time ago, 50 years, maybe 50 years, the story.
Uh-huh.
So Korean people doesn't matter about North Korea because all the people is going to die, maybe. Yeah. So new people are born, new born. So
sure.
Yeah. So. It doesn't care about North Korea.
So what happens with, how about the older people? So the older people still remember more, and do they care more? Is it the younger people are paying less attention, but the elders are?
Actually, they is wondering about the North Korea, but they really want to go there because you know, the Korea is divided.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of war. So somebody comes from North Korea, somebody comes from South Korea. So they really want to go to the each other place.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Families separated?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any distant relatives that people in your life remember being separated from?
No.
No.
Yeah, but I know some person, they actually was born the North Korea, but he really want to go to the South Korea. So 5 years ago, he is coming to South Korea by swimming.
By swimming.
Yeah.
And he made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came. With his family, six family, yeah.
Namdu Kim?
Yeah.
From Kimpo?
Yeah.
Kamsa Hamnida. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Sarah Carlson is here. She'll be with us after the break. You're in the moment, SDPB Radio.